Game over. It's the Footy Wrap, football's round in review. And the early markets for next weekend with Adam White and Andrew Hughes.
Yes, welcome to the Footy Wrap with thanks to Tab. You're with Andrew Hughes, Adam White, along to look back at the weekend and look forward. The early markets at Tab for the footy already up for betting. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, Andrew. I
guess the big story from a betting point of view last week was the Friday night game. Hawthorn, one of the biggest goes all season at Tab, $1.80, which you did point out was overs, and that was the biggest price in the country. They ran close to $1.50, and as we know in the end, a close game, punters did their money.
Yeah, they did. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact when we spoke about it on the Thursday, it was before the teams had come out, and the general feeling at the time was that Lance Franklin would play, but with him out, and maybe the rain as well, meant that there was a bit more of a push for the Hawks. But yeah, they jumped $1.50, and they would have been a lot shorter than $1.50 20 minutes into the last quarter when they had that handy lead before Sydney kicked those late goals to win. But yeah, it was definitely one of the biggest betting moves of the year when it comes to head-to-head betting. But the money was off.
Well, Sydney have been a nasty side, which is a strange thing to say for punters. They have been so reliable, but the last 3 weeks, they came home against Geelong to spoil that game where the Cats were really short price favourites. Last week, the bounce back against North, they lost as a favourite. And then again, they spoil the party. So not sure what to make of them. Although I see in the Tab favourites, they're still a solid third favourite, $7.50 for the premiership now.
Yeah, when we go through the big winners of the weekend, I don't think there's any doubt that Sydney was one of those big winners for a couple of reasons. Firstly, just getting to that 5-3 mark. And when we look at their run, it's a pretty good run. So, yeah, they were certainly one of the big winners of the weekend, even though I think at this stage of the season, we're not really sure how good they are because of what's been happening when they've been playing at the SCG.
All right, let's then wrap up the winners from the weekend. The sides you think that, from a betting point of view and where their season now is trending, we're 8 rounds in, that's certainly enough to be saying that we can get a judgment about the direction of these sides. Who were the big winners? You mentioned Sydney, who just are such a good side. Even though they're missing players, they find a way.
Yeah, they do. They bank wins. That's what they do. Look, let's go through them in order of preference. I think the biggest winner of the weekend for me was Geelong. And this is all with an eye of the next four. You know, we've done this previously, Andrew, and you sort of try and get the crystal ball out and see where things might look in 4 weeks' time. Geelong, 5 wins, 3 losses. They're third now on the AFL ladder. They were ninth going into that game. So it shows how even the competition is at the moment. Just with one win, they can go from ninth to third. The best part about Geelong is how good they look defensively. It's, if you think of what they did to Port Adelaide, certainly what they did to Collingwood yesterday, just, you know, low scores. They're really defending extremely well. And with some of those victories, you think of wins over Port Adelaide away, GWS, and now Collingwood, who have been in good form. If you take out that Sydney loss at home, they'd be up there with Richmond and West Coast as the three best teams in the competition, in my view. Now, on the ladder, it says they're third, but that's only because of a percentage point of view. Look at their next four: Essendon, Carlton, Gold Coast, and then North Melbourne. So you'd think that they'd win all four of those, Andrew.
You did say a couple of weeks ago when the Giants and Geelong played, there was value for both sides. One might make a move. They both have. In a moment, the Giants, who are blown out the gate. But from that point out, and now Geelong are now $6.50 at the Tab.
Yeah, I think they're a really good price. Now, I know I've said this all year. I've sort of held firm that the Cats are the most logical team, in my view, to challenge Richmond. And I think they'll be 9-3. At the very worst, they're going to be 8-4. But listen to these players that still need to come back into the team. Hawkins, Menzel, Guthrie, Parfitt, Scott Selwood, Henderson, even throwing Cockatoo. There's some good players to come back into the team, yet they've still got themselves at 5-3 with that draw over the next 4 weeks. So I think they're only going to get better. It's the first time for the year the Cats yesterday had their big four in the midfield play together. So that's Ablett, Selwood, Dangerfield and Duncan. So, yeah, I'm all over the Cats. I think they'll be, you know, as I said, 9-3, 8-4, and they'll be a lot shorter than 6.50 for the final, for the premiership. The other big winner for me over the weekend was definitely West Coast. There's four, but West Coast to me is the other big winner. They moved to 7-2 now, and they are going extremely well. Sorry, they could get to, yeah, they are 7-2. You just look at that and you think that can't be right, but it is. That's where they are. They're two games clear of third at the moment, so alongside Richmond. Obviously, West Coast and Richmond play this weekend. Three wins away from Perth, that's the key to me. And I think that to be able to win on the road against what I think is still going to be a top eight team in the Giants, but to win on the road without McGovern, Shuey and Nick Natanui, arguably their three most important players, I think that was significant for West Coast. Where do they sit now when it comes to the premiership betting?
Well, they're the side that people just still can't accept they're going well.
That's right.
They're $9 for the premiership. They're now $1.10 for the eight. They're the sort of side that we kept saying, well, yeah, they're winning, but we won't back them just yet. It was a great example in the run in live betting at the tab in that game against the Giants. They were always just a couple of goals in front, but enough that they were always $1.70, $1.60, and you kept saying, should I back them? It was only when they just got a further break right at the end that they said, well, hang on, now you can't get on.
Mm.
So it's the same with the premiership betting. They're $9. Is that realistic?
Well,
I guess
I think that's about the right place.
Yeah.
I think that's about the right price. The trick for West Coast is they need to finish in the top two, because if they finish in the top two, they get that home final in the first week with an opportunity to go through to a preliminary final, which would be at home as well. But if they were to travel first week of the finals, you know, obviously they're less of a chance of winning, and then they have to go through with an away preliminary final. So for West Coast, for me, to be any chance of being a premiership chance, they need to finish top two. And I don't think personally they're good enough for that, but I think you'd always have to keep them safe in the market, because at the end of the day, they're playing extremely well. Port Adelaide's the other one to me that made a big statement on the weekend. They're now 5-3, so they're eighth position, but percentage away from third. They needed to win that game. Now, I know that it was a very dramatic finish, but the reality is they won it. They're 5-3, their next four, Gold Coast in China, then they've got the bye, then Hawthorn, Richmond and the Bulldogs. So it's a mixed next four. I think they're going to be a team that are going to try and just keep themselves ahead of 500 the whole way through. What we saw on the weekend is what they are capable of doing in that powerful offense. And I thought it was also quite significant that Rockliffe and Motlop both made statements on the same day, the big occasion, two of their new recruits. And we touched on Sydney as well, Andrew. 7.50 for the flag at the moment. They're also 5-3, but listen to their next four. Fremantle at home, Brisbane away, Carlton at home, and then St Kilda away. They're going to be 9-3, Sydney. So as much as They're a hard one to pick at the moment because of their issues at home with Franklin and Hanbury to come back, and that next four, they will be 9-3. And I just keep looking at some of the wins they've had on the road. They've beaten West Coast in Perth, they've beaten Geelong at Geelong, and they've beaten Hawthorn at the MCG. That's pretty significant. And so we think about, oh, where do they sit? Because I think we've all been a bit rattled about those losses at the SCG. What they've been able to do over the first 8 weeks has been quite significant with the teams that they've beaten away from home.
In a moment, we'll have a quick look at some of the markets for next round. Just want to ask you about Melbourne, because you did make the statement a few weeks ago. They were 240, 250 to make the eight, and we mentioned the so-called easy run, if there's anything that is easy these days, that they would be a lot shorter. They're now into $1.65 to make the eight, which is actually shorter than they were before the start of the season. I'm not sure if they've turned everything around that much. But what do you make of the Demons now? $1.65 to make the eight, $15 for the premiership. Are they back to where they should have been, or is it just a case of the draw has been nice to them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they're a bit better than I thought they'd be. I think there had been an overreaction to those couple of losses they had to Hawthorn and Richmond, because the expectation on Melbourne was so high. If you actually look at what they had done through the pre-season, you know, that they should have beaten Geelong in round one if Max Gawn's miss right near the end. So things could have even been better for them. So I think there'd been that, and that was my point at the time, that there'd been this big overreaction to 2 weeks. You know, big offense. I mean, they kicked 150 points on the weekend. I know it was only against Gold Coast, but they're just a very even side that don't rely on any one player. Tom McDonald's made them a lot better coming back in, and they've still got Jack Viney to return as well. So I think Melbourne are going well. I don't think I'd take them necessarily at $1.65.
Well, not now.
But we got the big odds, and I think we just, we keep our betting ticket in our wallets and just wait. We don't sort of do any trading at the moment with Melbourne. I think they're going quite nicely.
It's RSN 927's Footy Wrap.
The Footy Wrap with thanks to the Tab. So we've mentioned a few sides, Adam, in the premiership markets. 350, you used to use the term rock bottom price. You haven't used as much these days, but Richmond getting to the point now where only it's major injuries that will have ramifications on the price. It's going to hover around that for a while now, you would think.
I think so, because I talked about it with West Coast. They're flying at the moment, Richmond. They're making a real jump on everybody else. So when you look at the ladder, you know, they can have a few bad weeks and they're still going to be inside the top four. So they've done a lot of heavy lifting to start the season, as in getting wins. The only thing I'll say about Richmond is, at this point in the season, after eight rounds, they've only played one team that played in last year's final series. So I think that they are playing well, obviously. They don't have any injuries, so they're continuing on with what they did at the end of last season. But I just want to reserve my judgment a little bit just because of who they haven't played more than what they have done over the first 8 weeks. So that would be my feeling there. The one team I'd like to talk about, other than the ones that I've mentioned, because as I said before, I think those teams, Geelong, West Coast, Port Adelaide, Sydney, made a real statement on the weekend. And I think we'll be hearing a lot more about those four teams over the next month or so. The Giants are interesting. $21 to make the to win the premiership.
$2 to make the eight today. They're even money to make the eight. Who would have thought that a month ago?
I still think the Giants will make the eight.
Well, you have to find a spot for them ahead of them, sides like Collingwood, Hawthorn, Melbourne, who are all around $1.60 now to make it.
So who would you prefer, the Giants or Collingwood?
Giants.
Yeah.
But they want to start winning soon. They want to start finding their mojo, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm looking at the eight at the moment. The one thing you see, Collingwood's not in the eight at the moment. They're a game out.
But they're shorter at Tab to make the eight.
It's finding that team that drops out for Giants to get in. So they're only 2 points outside the eight at the moment. The problem with the Giants is they haven't been able to cover their injuries. They've got so many injuries to key players. That was a bad loss for them on the weekend. But if they won, they would have been third, Andrew.
Yeah,
so it just shows that
it's a close competition.
Yeah, but $21 is a big price, and then as you said, $2 for the eight. That's where the value is. But it's just finding the team that will drop out, because it won't be Sydney. Yeah, interesting.
All right, later this week we'll look at every game in the Footy Late Mail, our other betting segments for Tab. Just a couple of games as we wrap it up in the Footy Wrap to get your thoughts on early. I guess one of the big talking points will be the huge game on Sunday to end the round. The West Coast Eagles at Tab have been put up at $2.10, $1.75 Richmond. What's your early thoughts on this huge game?
I think I'll be with West Coast. I just think that they've been brilliant. I'd like to reserve my judgment a little bit just to see who comes back. Now, we know Nat Nui will, because he only missed last week with suspension. But if McGovern and Shuey come into that team, I'd be pretty keen on West Coast at home.
The game the Tab can't split at the moment, $1.90 each of two they put up for North and Giants last night. What's your gut feeling here?
Yeah, that's a really tough one. I think I'd have to be at this stage again with North Melbourne. I thought North Melbourne would be a bit shorter than that. I think what the Kangaroos, if you look at what they have done against some quality opposition over the last month, it's not just about them banking wins against some of the lower teams. They've been able to beat Hawthorn, they've been able to beat Sydney in Sydney, and push Richmond right to the limit. So I think based on that, the Kangaroos' form, they should be a bit shorter than $1.90 against the Giants.
And just finally,
that's in Hobart too.
There are a whole lot of games where the favourites are $1.15, $1.20. I'm talking about Crows against the Bulldogs, Port against Gold Coast, the Frio Dockers against Sydney, Melbourne, Carlton, so on. All of those are going to have a line in the high 20s, 30s. Is there any of those initially you think is the danger upset, or the one where the roughie could start? I thought Frio had been okay, that at the SCG they might be able to push Sydney.
Well, Sydney don't blow sides away, do they?
That's my early thought, the high line at Tab for Frio.
The thing with Frio is they're Superman at home and they're Clark Kent away from home, and a lot of that has got to do with so many young players. If you think of how well they played, particularly in that first half against St Kilda, up against what they did against Richmond, they were completely different looking teams. So, no, look, I think there are a couple of standout games that you mentioned, but there's also a lot of really short price favourites ahead of round nine.
Stay tuned to RSN 927, The Breakfast Club as well, because all of the betting talk is the days leading into next week's footy. Adam, we'll talk again across the week.
Okay, thank you.
You can hear the Footy Wrap again on iTunes, on Facebook, and on the podcast page at rsn.net.au.